Thanks for joining us today on CC and Doc Talk, where we talk about everything under the sun. You never know quite what you're going to get, but you'll always be entertained. All right, you might have made a monster out of me by saying that we could just impromptu ask the other person a question and they have to respond honestly.
Oh my.
So I have a question for you.
Is this truth or dare? What is this?
It is.
And I don't even get to drink.
I know. You just have to go into this all el natural. So my question for you is, from the bottom of my heart, and we could do this in a fashion of how I do performance reviews. Keep, stop, start, right? Is there anything I need to keep doing, stop doing, start doing, right?
I'm so afraid of what is coming. Oh, my God. I don't even know where we're going with this.
How can I be a better caretaker, caregiver for you as we continue on through these cancer chemo treatments?
Oh my goodness.
I need to keep doing? What do I need to stop doing? Anything I need to start doing?
Wow.
That
was one you may have wanted to give me a little bit of time to consider, but okay, let's just, okay, right off the top, here we go. Okay. So first of all, it's so funny. Like, I know that caregiver is the term that everybody uses, but it really bothers me because it makes me feel like I'm an invalid. So care partner is preferable to me, but maybe that's also because, you know, you and I, even though we're married and you're my spouse in the house, we've always referred to each other as partner. So I don't know.
I didn't know this.
I know. But and I think it just came up for me. Like, everybody kept saying, you know, caregiver. And I'm like, I don't want to be like
given care to.
I guess that's the thing, right? Like, I don't know that anybody wants to be like taken care of when they're in this situation. Because
I can do it myself. Your family motto. Oh my.
Because you just, I mean, you feel so helpless anyway, like you're burdening somebody else. And then when you say, I don't know, it's just a mental thing. So I like care partner better than I like caregiver. So that's the first thing that pops up.
How can I be a better care partner? How can I be a better partner for you as you go through the treatment and the process?
Well, and I think first it's important to validate. I think you already are. You know, first of all, you're willing to go through this with me. And as I've heard from some others, not everybody is. So, you know, that's amazing. And so you're willing. That's awesome. And, you know, you're readily available and you've already rearranged your schedule in a million ways to make sure that you accommodate not only all of my appointments, but my chemo days and you know, my bad days after chemo. And you know, you've taken on, you've always had a big share of the responsibilities around the house, but you've definitely even now taken on the stuff that I do, even little things like feeding the birds, which I used to love but can't always do, or have to bundle up to go outside and really don't want to now because
I take over when it's below zero.
Great, thanks.
Good timing, right?
Because of the cold neuropathy, you know, I can't really go outside without being totally bundled. So it would take me 30 minutes to bundle up to go out and drop a cup of food in the bird feeder. So right. Thanks for that. You really have. You've taken on a lot of stuff. And while I know that we're fortunate that our schedules are flexible and you know, we can just drop things sometimes and go do those appointments when they tell you when you're going to show up and don't ask you when you're available. So all of that is just so appreciated. So I already think you're doing a great job.
Can I add that this is not as a, like, me seeking to feed my ego as you're going through this process? This is truly for me to understand how I can improve. And, you know, as I'm trying to balance many things, I want to make sure that I'm balancing the right items. Like I said, the one time, I'm like, the next time you have your bad days, your yuck days of chemo treatments, I'll sit on the couch with you. Well, I didn't sit on the couch either of the 2 days, but I have the last few. But then you said, you can sit on the couch with me only when you're not talking. So now, as I'm on conference calls, and now I have to leave. So I'm trying to find the right mix, the right balance.
God, I'm so demanding. I'm so high maintenance. Well, let's face it, you know, your work calls are not really something I want to hear all day when I'm trying to be centered and have inner peace. Not that they're not, you know, good calls for you.
What?
Yeah, right. That's probably, so it's good you're retiring. And then, you know, the sitting on the couch thing, I mean, that's really kind of up to you. I mean, when I'm sleeping, I don't really expect you to be sitting on the couch next to me. I think it was more for your benefit because you keep saying, you keep acting so excited about just being able to sit on the couch with me when I'm having, you know, an ick day or, you know, I'm a couch, we'll call it a couch bound day. But you're always constantly in motion and you have a million things to do. And I think you're getting satisfaction out of getting some stuff done. My bigger thing is I want you, and by the way, I know you're not fishing for compliments, but I really believe that all caregivers need compliments and validation and encouragement because what you're doing really is hard. And so, you know, I think that's really important. So I appreciate everything you're doing and thank you for that. And I think I want you to do things for you too. So I know that there's always chores and there's always to-do items, you know, you and I have talked about our, you know, million mile long to-do list, but I really don't want you to be doing anything right now that doesn't feed you somehow, because I do think that caregiving is stressful. And I think that it's taxing emotionally and otherwise. And so I think it's important that you feed yourself too, that you get what you need, whether that's, you know, spending time, you know, with a project or whether you're, I don't know, whatever it is you're doing. And you have, I know you still have work responsibilities. And so you're, you know, you're going to have to take care of those. I do really appreciate our quality time. And I like that we're spending time in the evenings, you know, doing, right now we're watching Ally McBeal reruns on Hulu because they make us laugh. And as we have mentioned previously, we can sometimes be a little serious.
No.
A little serious. And so, you know, we need laughter in our lives. And so we're getting it artificially from Ally McBeal right now. And so that's, I love that. I think as we continue to progress down this road, I think, you know, the needs may change, the requests may change. Certainly after I have a surgery, it's going to be, you know, needs are going to be a little bit different. I'll probably have some more physical needs at that point. And, you know, so I think I unfortunately think, you know, you'll probably be more tasked with stepping up after that. Right now, chemo, we're starting to get into somewhat of a pattern. We know that, you know, there's going to be pretty much 4 days of yuck. And then, you know, the tides turn and things get back to normal, kind of. Being patient with like the brain fog, because that definitely is present, not all the time, but you know, certainly enough. And I think just being patient with me in general, you know, I am freaking, if I wasn't all over the place before, I sure as heck am now, and you know, hot mess, right? And so I think just that, you know, just being patient with me. I mean, I'm sure I'm erratic a little bit sometimes, and I, you know, I've always kind of prided myself on, you know, getting up and getting my own water, or doing, you know, getting my own, you know, coffee or whatever it is. And now I find myself going, can you get me my glass of water off the table and heat it up in the microwave for 30 seconds and stir it for me so that only the hot stuff isn't on the top, but it's also on the bottom. I mean, it feels really like, I don't know, it feels like overburdening sometimes. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's...
Yeah. Well, and at our chemo teach, they warn me that, you know, no matter if I'm doing the cooking, no matter what I make, you might take a bite of it and go, nah. And to be able to have to heat up your water to more than room temperature and those things. And, you know, to not take it personally when I overheat the water, underheat the water, it's not hot enough, cold enough, you know, I haven't hit the right Goldilocks.
you know, it's just right.
We haven't hit that yet. And, you know, but I think there's one observation that we've made in the last couple of weeks. And that is when I have back-to-back days of conference calls and I have back-to-back conference calls on those days, I'm less patient with you.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I don't really know what to say about that except, thankfully, you're retiring soon.
I mean, truly awareness, you know. Hi, I'm Amy. I'm a workaholic. And I'm way too serious. And so, you know, maybe figuring out, you know, how to let some of that go and try to lighten up. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, how do I maybe try to lighten the mood on some of the conference calls? Because, you know, they're all serious. They're all very serious.
Yeah. I mean, and there's no question, cancer is a very serious business, right? I mean, so there's a lot of seriousness in our house as a result of that. And so I think to that point, the only thing that I would say is, you know, when I do hit those lower moments and I'm not necessarily having a pity party, but I'm kind of like, oh shit, you know, next week or next chemo session is coming way too soon. And your tendency might be to immediately throw out that more sort of just positive comment to sort of, you know, quell it and make me feel better. Instead, I think maybe just responding with, yes, that really sucks. How can we reframe this, or how can we refocus? You know, because I mean, I'm trying to stay positive as much of the time as I possibly can. So, you know, being reminded that I just had like a negative moment and threw it out there, you know, which I think you've been doing a pretty good job of that. You know, you have a different, you certainly have a different perspective and a different filter on all this. And so I think we just have to keep, you know, and we're really good at communicating. So I think that's such a blessing. Not everybody has that.
Yeah, well, and that's why I was going to ask you this question. I'm like, hey, hit the record button, you know, because I really wanted to know how I can be better in this whole process for you, for us. And you're doing an amazing job of staying positive and keeping, you know, the focus and allowing yourself to sleep when you need to sleep. I know sometimes you really don't have that much of a choice, and, you know, forcing yourself to get up and do a walk when and where needed, try to get some food and liquids in you during those tough days. And then the magic when you come back, you know, from the abyss of the nausea and all that is, and all of a sudden it's really fun for you to.
Yeah. Cause I feel great.
You do it. You're like, hey, let's try these foods.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, you're like, you know, that really wonderful ham and or grilled cheese and ham
that I watched you eat the other day while I was drooling, drinking my protein shake.
Can you make me one of those? I'm like, absolutely. And, you know, so my realization in this so far is that it's really not a burden, and it's really easy to be somebody's care partner when you love them.
Yeah.
And so it's not a burden. And, you know, so to get your glass of water and get it heated up to the exact right temperature, and then to get the glass of tea and your lineup of snacks and even if it's one more request after one more request, it's just easy to do when you love somebody so much.
Let's hope that you say that 6 months from now when it's become, you know, a constant situation. But
I'll wipe your ass any day, sweetheart. I haven't had to, but, you know.
Well, and at some point you'll just be changing my stoma bag for a little bit. And then, you know, let's hope you don't have to wipe my patoot for any reason. My arse. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I really do. I think you're doing a great job. I actually think we're doing a good job together. I think we're, again, the communication thing is huge. I think it's you've made it possible for me to say what I need and to ask for help. And we know how hard that is for me. Yes, because I come from the I can do it myself family. And, you know, certainly this situation puts you in a place where you don't have any choice but to ask people for help sometimes, because that's your only option. So I think I'm getting there with the acceptance of that. I mean, I've accepted the Depends diapers as a part of my underwear. They're beautiful, lovely underwear.
Oh, they're sexy. They're
for
hot.
Women now.
That with your chemo port hanging off of you and right. your, you know, that your take-home bag.
I am so sexy right now. I can't even stand myself. And you know, so I have my little always cutesy underwear, my Depends. And, you know, I'm growing to accept those things. And it's just, it's part of the deal right now. So I think, but you're helping me do that too, right? Like humor is,
it's not a big deal.
Humor is huge, right? I mean, I've now done the Depends dance for you a couple times. That's been fun.
Well, the Depends actually stay on better than your other underwear. They just fell off you because they were so loose and old, but you know, but yeah, that's beside the point. I think we've gone off track here. So, okay.
Yeah. Think
really. So, so with that, I am just going to say it's whatever you need. You have to let me know. And I did give you permission to ask.
Yes.
If there's something that you want and it's not in the house, I will go to the store.
Oh, which you have done. Like run to the pharmacy. Our pharmacy is 25 minutes away because we live in the middle of nowhere. And you've been to the pharmacy
twice in one day.
Because
I thought they gave me both prescriptions and they didn't.
So literally it's 2 hours back and forth.
And then out of the middle of nowhere, you just want to get up and dance. And so we just stop what we're doing and dance. And...
You're the one that kind of brought that into things. You know, we've been watching Ally McBeal and listening to the theme songs, but you really started the dancing thing again. And I love that because, you know, and there are times when you're like, you know, Alexa, play a song. And I was actually waiting for her to respond. At first, sometimes I roll my eyes and I'm like, I'm not with you. But then the song comes on and then it's good. Wheeling. Yeah. So dancing is good.
Yeah.
I like it. So thanks for doing that.
Music lightens the soul.
It does.
All right. Okay. I love you.
I love you too. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to Cece and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at Cece and Doc. That's CCNDOC. And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.